Life Audio.
Welcome to Christian Natural Health with naturopathic Dr. Lauren DeVille. Christian Natural Health is the podcast on how to get and stay healthy, God's way. You'll hear topics on nutrition, exercise, sleep, avoiding toxicity, meditating on scripture, what supplements to take, stress management, defeating anxiety and worry, how to reconcile Eastern medicine approaches with Christianity, and a whole lot more. Now, here's your host, Dr. Lauren.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Welcome back to another episode of Christian Natural Health. Today, I'm going to be talking about hormesis. Hormesis is the idea that the dose of something is what makes a poison or a medicine. So we've all heard the phrase, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And in a certain sense, it turns out that's actually true. Renaissance physician and philosopher Paracelsus famously said, all things are poison and nothing is without poison. Only the dose permits something not to be poisonous. Examples include critically important minerals in the body like iron, selenium, and iodine. A small amount of these are necessary for life and optimal functioning, but too much can be dangerous or even deadly. Carbon monoxide is another example. It irreversibly binds to hemoglobin, preventing its ability to bind oxygen and resulting in asphyxiation, but in small doses, it serves as a signaling molecule and nerve cells. The idea is broader than just substances, though. Exercise is a type of hormetic stressor. Micro tears in the muscles cause them to actually grow during the repair process. Fasting is a big one. Calorie restriction leads to autophagy, allowing the body to clean up damaged cells and produce new healthy ones instead. Contrast bathing operates by similar principles. In toxicology, this concept is known as hormesis, the idea that small exposures to a toxin can have a beneficial effect upon an organism, while larger doses do act as a poison. In fact, many of the modalities used in naturopathic medicine rely upon this principle, the idea that a minor and usually short-lived stressor will result in a compensatory and opposite response in the body in order for it to maintain homeostasis. For decades, oxidative stress was the reigning theory of the cause of aging. Indeed, oxidative stress has been linked to most chronic diseases, and it is undoubtedly quite toxic when in excess. However, the majority of oxidative stress in the body comes from the mitochondria themselves. Healthy mitochondria have very little leakage into the surrounding cell, but at least 4-5% of the oxygen that goes in does leak out, turning into free radicals like hydroxyl, superoxide anion, hydrogen peroxide, hypochlorite, and peroxynitrite. While the body uses antioxidants such as glutathione to clean this up, small amounts of oxidative stress are also part of the mitochondrial feedback mechanisms, signaling that the body has lower need for energy. This helps the mitochondria to adapt to the needs of the moment, while the oxidative stress itself triggers increased production of antioxidants and enzymes for detoxification. This may be the reason why studies of high-dose antioxidants haven't been nearly as impressive as we once expected them to be. Some antioxidants are good, but excessive amounts don't seem to be better. Feedback mechanisms of all kinds are like this, allowing the body and the individual to learn how to respond to the world around them. Pain, when functioning properly, serves this purpose, sending signals like, don't touch that hot stove. So, phytochemicals or plant toxins. Many of our favorite medicinal plant compounds are actually toxins that the plant produces to ward off insects. Considering the body weight dose of an insect might get compared to us, it might explain our different physiological response. Some of these compounds include caffeine, and coffee, incidentally, can be helpful or harmful to us in a dose-dependent way. Curcumin, which is not a direct but a hormetic antioxidant in the sense that it triggers the body to produce them. Resveratrol is shown to stimulate the longevity enzyme sirtuins, more on this in a minute, sulforaphane, which also stimulates antioxidant production, capsaicin, the burning compound in peppers paradoxically used to quell topical pain, Allicin, the antimicrobial compound primary in garlic and onions. Mental stress and neuroplasticity. Aging adults at risk for dementia are often encouraged to engage in mental exercises. This seems to make intuitive sense if we consider how physical exercise works. It certainly does appear that the effort pays off for hormetic reasons. The NMDA receptors on the neurons involved in learning and memory trigger the influx of calcium. Because at the core, all of these activities involve mitochondria, just the act of using these pathways triggers production of some free radicals. The body responds to this stress as elsewhere by activating neurotrophic factors involved in neuroplasticity, as well as various other neuroprotective proteins. Fasting and intermittent fasting. As I mentioned before, fasting enables the body to spend the energy it might otherwise expend upon digestion and instead clean house, eliminating damaged cells and instead producing new ones in a process called autophagy. Part of the reason it does this is because fasting activates the enzyme AMP activated protein kinase, or AMPK, which in turn triggers autophagy. At the same time, fasting also lowers both insulin and insulin-like growth factor 1, or IGF-1. The latter inhibits autophagy, so this is another mechanism by which fasting promotes it. Exercise and longevity. Weight-bearing exercise causes muscle growth through initial damage, a hormetic process. However, both weight-bearing and aerobic exercise increase NAD, which in turn is a cofactor needed to activate the anti-aging enzymes called sirtuins. These also promote autophagy. Cross-benefits of hormetic stressors. The good news is exposure to one kind of hormetic stressor seems to confer protection against another as well. Heat stress, for instance, can protect those same cells against oxidative or toxic stress later. Hormesis may be at least part of why sauna bathing is associated with a lower all-cause mortality. Another example, exposure to low doses of a mitochondrial toxin protects those same cells from later death by ischemia, which is lack of oxygen. So bottom line, many naturopathic modalities operate on hormetic principles. These include homeopathy, low-dose immunotherapy, low-dose naltrexone, hydrotherapy, and even acupuncture. Traditional pharmaceuticals in most cases work against this principle. They're strong enough to exert a primary rather than a secondary effect, inevitably leading to compensatory mechanisms elsewhere, otherwise known as side effects. But small doses of those same drugs might be expected to have a very different effect. The dose determines whether a substance or an activity is a medicine or a poison. So I will link in the show notes to the blog post this comes from. It is chock full of all kinds of articles that I'm referencing on that if you want to check those out. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Christian Natural Health. This show is run by you, so please write in with topic and guest suggestions for future shows. For more great content, subscribe to Dr. Lauren's blog at www.drlaurendeville.com or follow her on Facebook or Twitter at Dr. Lauren Deville. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to share it with your friends and give us a 5-star rating in iTunes. It really helps us to stand out so other people can discover great content as well. Have a great week and God bless you.
I'm Don Hawkins, inviting you to be encouraged with my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You. To subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.